Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
All right. Come on, y'all. Come on in. Yeah, I told you we going R&B today. Thriving Thursday, baby. You remember this song? Hey, you getting up, getting it. You getting it.
Looking back.
Come on.
Over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
Over the years. You remember that?
I told myself,
boy, I was getting ready, boy,
again,
in the morning.
This time I'm gonna win.
Y'all know Teddy P.
Another fight. Things ain't right. I'm losing again.
Come on, y'all.
Takes a fool to lose twice.
All right, y'all. Come on, you're back. Real Life with LJ. 1380 WALK 404-726-1380. We got Dr. Cynthia, I call a triple threat as well. She's the author of Concrete Soil, a memoir overcoming grief. She got another one out, After My Daddy Left, Overcoming Childhood Trauma, and What's in Your Lemonade. Love from Afar is a grief recovery agency that empowers others to heal with necessary lifelong tools needed to overcome loss, trauma, and life's adversity. She's an Atlanta resident, received numerous awards, commendations. I know I've given her a few. The Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, inducted to the Apex Museum in Atlanta, Georgia, the Wall of Women History, y'all. Dr. Cindy's earned a doctoral degree in humanities, doctoral degree in social justice. She's a freedom fighter as well. And she's active member of National Council of Negro Women, DeKalb County Chapter. She's determined she spread the message of the bill on love, moral, and ethical values, and unity. Let's give it up for Dr. Cynthia.
Good morning.
Oh, man. Come on, Cynthia.
Man, we go back so far. I was just sitting here thinking, like, whoever thought after years ago, I think you gave me my first proclamation in 2009.
Whoa.
Yeah, 2009. I finally got the first one from you. And now we sit on the radio.
Yes.
Oh, God,
oh, man. You see how God does he make me?
Yeah.
I mean, when you got good people and you're doing good things for your community, you stay connected.
That's right.
And that's why I'm glad you're here because,
yes,
you know, you're an overcomer.
Yes, sir.
You're a trailblazer. You have lived what we're about to discuss, and I want you to tell us your story and just talk to us about overcoming grief and loss and trauma.
Yeah, you know, I'm a very, very resilient and transparent person to understand that people call me all day to help them,
right,
but they realize that No book could have taught me the passion and wisdom God gave me.
Come on.
And I understand that because I didn't really know how to walk through a ton of the things I went through because they started so early,
oh,
right?
Yeah, early.
So grief, I want people to understand, just breathe a little bit and know that there's no human walking without it, right? We just have to learn how to define it so we know how to go through it. And my trials of understanding how to define my own grief started merely at about 8, 9 years old when I'm literally just trying to figure out how to live again. My parents divorced. I was already molested in the house. I become outside off the porch, become a street girl, hanging out with drug dealers, get incarcerated for selling drugs, and come home, and my grandmother, my father, and my son die back to back.
You still here, though?
I'm still here.
God's alive.
My grandmother and my father, I can understand that much, but my son was tragically killed in a car accident. And that was a day before my birthday. So I didn't really know exactly how to move on without that. But then I met these wonderful, wonderful brothers. I know you know them. Attorney Mowley Davis and Attorney Rob Bozeman. And I'm working for them at the time. And they sent me to school to learn how to do grief to help their clients. So at the time, I'm kind of like, I'm just doing my work. I'm not knowing that it would be where we are 15 years later. And when I started doing grief 14 years ago, the amount of souls I've touched since then blows my mind every day. But it's just lifelong common sense tools, I call them.
Come on.
Right? If you thought God gave humans that much control and power to disrupt your life, you got to think life differently.
Wow. Okay.
We're never ready for anyone to die that we have. And once I understood that and became transparent in my own walk, God gave me the platform to help others.
That's what I'm talking about. And part of that platform is you just everyday people.
Yeah.
I mean, all the stuff you went through, you could have gave up. You could have threw in the towel and the frustration. But talk about that inside part. That inside, I can't describe it. I don't have a name for it. That inside part that got you up.
My children. That's what the inside part. I had three other kids to live for.
Whoa.
And my whole life has never been a lie to them because I needed them to know what barriers I needed them to break from both bloodlines that we come from on my end. And then the bloodline they come from on their end.
The generational stuff.
Yeah, I ain't picked the men right. I saw some shoes and nice haircuts and thought, I like him, right? I realized that joker wasn't it.
Right.
But that was after four kids later, right? And so after I buried my son, I realized I got great morals and values. We were raised, right? I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we were raised. I can't take that, despite the things that go on in the house. And that's how I'm helping people through their lives. That in your soul, despite what you've been through, and I'm getting emotional, but in your soul, despite what you went through, either your parents didn't know how to give it to you, or they were trying to give it to you while they were still trying to figure out their own life.
That's good.
And you got to quit holding them accountable. You got to free your parents to know that they did the best they could.
Yes.
That's balance right there.
They weren't here to hurt you. Right. They just didn't know.
They didn't know.
Right?
Did the best
and so... As I grew up, I taught my kids, man, be with your daddy. Because one time he was cool. I rock with him. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
Right? I love him. And I love you so much. I can't break his curses for you.
Oh, wow.
So I can't pawn you off like a chess piece.
Come on.
We got to figure this out together.
Wow.
So rock with him. So see what he's about. See what you don't like. But it won't be from me telling it.
Right. You want to go through it, experience.
Yeah.
That was the best teacher.
Yeah.
Best teacher.
Oh, man.
And when you love your kids so much, that's what's inside of you, right?
Yeah.
They really used to call me the drop-off queen because I had kids at 17, you know. I'm 17, 19 with two kids.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm sitting there like, yeah, I got to get in these streets, so that's how I eat.
That's right.
So dropping them off all the time was convenient for me. One, I'm thinking I don't need them to be around me.
Right.
And another is I ain't really ready.
Right.
Right. But my mom and my auntie and them already been a mama long enough to say, here, y'all good. Y'all can take them over here. I'll be back. Then I thought about it. Can't nobody help you break the curse on your children but you. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to have a relationship with them and tell them who you are.
I want you to hold that, because I want to talk about what made it. You know, I know you said your children, but it clicked and then you shifted. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the shift and how you used the grief and the loss, and you made the shift and just propelled you, because a lot of our listeners are out there. They're listening because they're going through it right now. And you talked about something so critical about the parents, because our parents didn't know. I tell people, I grew up on Southside Chicago in Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
I saw crack. I saw drugs. I saw shootings. I saw gangs. But it was something that was driving my parents, my mother, to make it happen. So you're tuned in to Real Life with LJ, 1380 WALK. We're talking about overcoming grief and loss. We got Dr. Cynthia in the house. I'm talking about somebody real life, use the tools that can help you make a difference. You all call on in 404-726-1380. Come on back. Come on, get it. Y'all got this Thriving Thursday, y'all. We're overcomers. Y'all hear me? Look at you. You know what you were doing this song. You're overcoming. Man, you had all these issues going on, but you say, I'm going to make it. Come on. Y'all remember this? All right. All right, y'all. We dancing here. You got Dr. Cynthia in the building. This is Soul Talk time. Soul Talk time, y'all. You're tuned in to Real Life with LJ. News and Talk 1380. 404-726-1380. Man, this is Soul Talk. We got a listener on the line that's calling. Sharon from Atlanta. Welcome. Good morning.
Ain't nobody.
Hey. You know it.
Tell them, girl.
I love it.
Come on, Sharon. Come on, Miss Sharon.
Happy holidays and happy Kwanzaa to you guys.
Happy Kwanzaa.
I am. I'm calling to thank you, Larry L.J. Johnson, and your guest, and the super producer, Chris Smith.
Come on, super producer.
For this subject matter. Thank you so very much, because I am one of the I don't know, I can say.
Just speak it.
Super duper overcomer.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Come on, Dr. Sharon. I'm calling you doctor. You know, I'm already elevated. What happened? Give us a comment or question you have.
I'll give you a quick comment as to why I'm saying that. I lost back-to-back relatives within a short period of time, past few years. And I'm telling you, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. But guess what? I'm making it, and they're always with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just called to thank you.
And Sharon, I want you to remember that they always are, right? I think the flesh is something that we're never ready to let go of, but the spirit is something we couldn't let go of if we wanted to. And I want people to recognize that those that leave us, they love us so much. That remind yourself, you had Michael and Gabriel and all those other angels. But God gave you the opportunity to have an angel with a direct name, bloodline connected to you, all of that. So on your way home in the midst of Atlanta traffic when it's crazy, this is angels moving certain cars out the way so you don't get hit. There's different type of angels that come and say, hey, I'm getting ready, try to figure out how this bill going to get paid. And they send this person in your way. So I just want you to change your mindset that it does hurt that the flesh leaves us, but we were equipped with memories and memories and memories of those that we love that we hurt when they leave. And we only focus on the one memory of them, and that's their death. So I challenge you this year to allow the rest of this year to find a way to just take the memories of the persons that you love and give yourself at least 10 at minimum of each person that left back to back to back. And see what morals and values you can get out of that to continue with your life without them. And God bless you.
Well, thank you, young lady. You better say it, because it's true.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Miss Sharon. appreciate you being calling, and you went through it, but you're still here. So thank you, and you enjoy your holiday and get ready for Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
All right, let us get back to Dr. Cynthia. And you talked about soul talk. Elaborate on that, on what it is and the connection.
I think we need to, soul talk for me is us recognizing that we ain't that smart. And you got to listen to the vision God gives you in your soul. And I equate that to making them simply understand that everybody's not lost getting back home. But it might be a street up there and something says, yeah, just turn left. Might have got impatient at the light on purpose, or you didn't feel like, you know, I'm just going to take this way. And then you pull up and see it was an accident on the way you would have taken that happened the moment you chose to go the other way. So you got to know that there's this relationship God wants you to have with him that refreshes your soul on a daily basis for him to step in and guide you through your life. We're human and the brain only set up to work the way it works. But the thoughts of the Lord come in through the vision to be able to explain how to walk the path he gave you. That has nothing to do with the humanistic body you're given.
Come on.
So the soul talk is, tell yourself when you felt that, right? I helped this with my childhood trauma clients. I have to literally say, listen to your soul right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like you talking about yourself when you were six. It's free to say you still six.
Yes.
You got to free that little person in you.
Come on.
And until you do that, the soul really hasn't even imagined or been able to take care of the things that is attached to you because you stuck.
Stuck.
And the soul got so much to tell you from 6 to 40. Mm-hmm. But you let yourself stay 6 in that little girl room or that little boy room, right?
Mm.
You got to free yourself. And that's what soul talk is. Just knowing who you are and being able to resonate that you hear the...
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Vision of the Lord inside of you.
And a lot of people don't come out of that stage. They stay there. Mm-hmm. And you see that with adults, they're still angry. I see lot of folks that are still angry, and they manifest in different ways. It can be drinking alcohol, drugging.
Yeah.
Anger issues. Can't keep a relationship.
Those are called STIRBs in our world. STIRBs is an acronym for short-term energy-releasing behavior. It's a syndrome.
Say it again.
STIRBs. Short-term energy-releasing behavior. It's a syndrome. And the STIRBs are your alcohol, drugs, sex, food, anything you indulge of, and then it becomes habitual. Changes your life from the moment that you feel like you're freeing yourself in this temporary moment from the things that are hurting your heart and your soul. But it's not a whole lot of anger, sir. It's more grudges.
People don't
have a lot of anger. You got to wake up and be angry. When you hold a grudge, that's why you hold on to something for 30 years ago.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, y'all. Hold that. Y'all hear what you hear? We got Dr. Cynthia with us.
Yeah.
And this lady's overcomer. She's an overcomer, overcoming grief, loss, and trauma. And she's a great author. You all better get her book, but we're gonna have her for we gonna hold her over because I see the shift that's happening. So she's gonna be here. So let's come on back to Real Life with LJ. You're in the News and Talk 1380, 404-726-1380. We got our Real Life moment coming up with our great pastor Vincent Campbell from the Faith Center. You all get ready after the break. All right. Oh, Pastor Campbell brought it in.
Yes.
You're going to see the goodness. You're going to see the goodness. It's an anchor as you pull it up. Yes. And we're joined by Dr. Cynthia. Love from Afar is a grief and recovery agency that empowers others to heal with the necessary lifelong tools needed to overcome grief, trauma. And Dr. Cynthia, we're going to come back to you.
Okay.
Because I want you to just keep going because people need to hear your voice and your message.
Absolutely. You know, I was just listening to Pastor and gave me the chills because I equate grief to anything you're not ready to let go of. In the moment it leaves.
In the moment it leaves.
Anything you're not ready to let go of in the moment that it leaves, you won't be ready. And I don't even, the stages I used to think were really prevalent till I walked them myself.
Oh, come on.
Right. And then I used to think that people say, oh, we go from shock to anger. And I'm thinking, no, my shock's still here today, 18 years later. Like, you couldn't tell me. I probably would have been a grandmother by now with that one. Right. Or I didn't get a chance to see him drive. None of those things. And so I always tell people, the passion in me was selling drugs on the street made me forget that somebody was affected by the drugs they took that I sold. So I thought that was my subliminal message from God to say, you destroyed so many of my people. I'm going to just take one of yours.
Isn't that something?
Right. And I remember he was at Grady. And I remember being on the floor in the bathroom before I chose to make the decision to pull the plug. Time was not of essence. I didn't know the time. I didn't know the date.
Right, right.
I knew what day we got there.
Right.
But the day it was, everything was a blur. So the shock started from the phone call.
Right.
It was the death and all that, you're not even there.
Right, right.
Like, your whole body is a whole kind of, you know, you see a casket, you walking. That's because the brain take over.
Yeah.
You're not dead.
No. Yeah.
So you can do the things the brain has been taught by you, but you just feel like, I can't live after this.
Wow.
There ain't no way. Right? I saw a brain. I'm not a science major.
Right.
Right. He was thrown out the car. We had to sign it. Sanjay Gupta. He was the head at Grady at the time. Same person y'all see in CNN. That was 18 years ago. And he literally was like, I don't have time for your meltdown. I need to get his skull cut out. I need you to sign this paper.
Right.
So you don't know you're doing all of that.
Right.
And when people see your face and they looking at you like you know,
yeah.
I don't know that I'm here. So So the shock don't never leave. That's why you can't think about the stages in that way.
Right.
They're all individually addressed when necessary.
Right.
And just hearing you talk about your mother, mm-hmm. like you said, I just wanted to ring the bell.
Yeah.
Right. But that's not the plan.
Right.
So when the plan shifts, you have to also.
That's right. And it was something like you said, you may be, you know, from when you're in the restroom and then to the funeral, you're really not caught up. You're still not really there.
Oh, no.
And most people, you know, it took me a while just to take some of my mother's clothing out the house. I couldn't do it right away.
Oh, yeah.
It took a year or two, and now I'm still not at the point where I want to go through her a bag of bills, I call it. A purse that she used.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so what do you do in those times in terms of, is there support? What type of support should you be looking for in these moments? Because some people internalize the grief. They don't know they're going because they don't know how to identify it.
Right. So there is help. Mm-hmm. But I want people to start getting into the motion of seeking help regardless, yes. not just when death occurs.
Okay, come on now.
Death is the most excruciating sense of pain for a human because it's unknown. We really don't know what's happening.
Right.
Right? We just like, is it, okay, now what?
Right.
Right? You really don't know. Right. But I need people to know that death is one part of trauma. Again, there's not a human walking the earth without trauma. So what we address is that the stuff that hurts so bad. But just remember that first girlfriend breaking your heart hurt so bad. Mm. The friend that you had, you thought you was going to be friends for in college and all that, slept with your boyfriend, hurt so bad. Mm. Your parents divorcing, your sibling going to college. It's things that has hurt the soul of a human that we address simultaneously according to the way it happens. Mm-hmm. But when death comes, it's an out-of-body experience that you just stop your whole world.
Your whole world.
But if just imagine if you were already getting therapy just to learn how to live outside of the morals and values that you were given or learned in places that your brain has taken your feet, then you would be prepared and equipped with the same tools they give you to live with any kind of trauma. Because my tools I give my clients are lifelong.
Lifelong.
Right. They'll call me and I'm going to say, well, did you journal today?
Right.
Well, no, stop letting it run in your head all day. Write it down. Get it out. You got stuff to do. Don't you got to be at work at 8 o'clock? Like, yeah. Okay. So about 6:45.
Yes, right.
I need you to let that go on about his business. Get in the shower. Let the water steam real good. Turn Vashawn Mitchell on. Let him know he's going to turn it around. Right. Get back in your car and go to work.
Right.
Right? Because when you quit on you, you quit on everything attached to you.
Come on. Say that again.
When you quit on you, you quit on everything attached to you. So you cannot tell me there's not many people in the world that has no one, right? Right. I'm an adult orphan. I don't have a mother, father, grandmother. Everybody's passed, right? Mm-hmm. But I ain't by myself.
That's right.
It's somebody you pick up the phone and want to hear their voice, right? It's somebody you say, oh, well, I saw you in a minute, bro. Let's do brunch.
Yeah.
It's somebody. But when you quit on you, you quit on the fact that people thought you was going to make it because they knew your traumas, too.
Oh, hold that. We coming back. You're here with Dr. Cynthia.
Yeah.
An overcomer talking about grief, trauma, and loss. You're tuned in to Real Life with LJ. Yeah. 1380 WAOK 404-726-1380. It's all right to call in because we want to make sure we help you today. This is what Real Life is all about. This is Thriving Thursdays. Come on back, you all.
The greatest fear that Satan wants to put in the lives of people is the fear that the word of God won't come to pass. And finally, if it costs you your peace, it's too expensive.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Oh, y'all better hit it. You're coming out. It's Thriving Thursday. You're coming out. Come on. Boy. Boy, hit this song here, man. You just you coming out a lot. You don't have to you just put whatever you want to put in that on that in that in that blank. Come on, y'all. Oh, I got stopped to send you. You gonna let the world know. You gotta let it show. All right. Come on in, y'all. Oh yeah. Welcome back to Real Life with LJ. News and Talk 1380. I got Dr. Cynthia with me for a few more minutes. And she's an overcomer. She's doing it. And I want you to talk right quick about we're just not talking about death. We're talking about loss of a job, loss of a house, things that are material as well that people lose. Talk about that a little bit before I go to our callers.
Oh, yeah. Pets.
Pets.
People, I have a lot of clients that have, over the years, who have just lost it. The pet was the last thing that was their savior.
Mm.
It never disappointed them. It couldn't talk back. It was there. It greeted them at the door. Mm-hmm. And it, those things, those are pets. Are, loss of pets is very devastating for humans. But again, loss is anything you weren't ready to let go of in its moment that it left. And so jobs,
yeah,
houses, foreclosures, repos,
yes,
careers, right? Jobs. You get up every day and put your hard-earned energy in to get this little bit of money that these folks say you got to work 40 hours for, wait 2 weeks to get the check.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you wake up and you realize they say, oh, we made a shift. You was waiting on that check and you 2-3 checks behind. Mm. It's really spent already. And now you got a shift. Those are, that's devastating because that's the means of taking care of your family.
Business owners too. Yeah.
Business owners, right? You didn't expect it. You stepped out on faith and you just knew it was going to take you and you was going to be the next target and you realize, yeah, you don't have nothing, right? But the loss of tangible things hurt much more than death because your eyes have to face it again. You might ride past that job. You're going to see a car that looked like the one they repoed, right? You went from staying in the house with your husband and y'all divorced and you back in your childhood room with your 3 kids at your mama house. You're trying to figure out how to live again with you on the bus now. I'm on MARTA.
Oh, man.
And I lost my car, right? And I got to be at the bus stop 3 hours before I got to be at work. It's things, those things sting more. Or the divorce of the lady who took the kids and she right on the corner and you can't see her or your children, right? It's the loss of things that we're never ready for hurts because we hold on to stuff too much. We start praising and giving glory to things that are tangible much more than the mustard seed faith of the things we need to give God that glory. And he take it.
Wow.
I seen people, again, I was just talking about one of my good friends. She just made her my good friend. I just met her a couple of days ago, and I had to offer her some free sessions because she's only been married to her husband for 15 months, but a few months or a little under them being married, he was hit by a car, and they're wealthy. And she has to now take care of her husband, and she make too much for the facility. She's like, I just need a nurse to come in. Every time I get an application in, they tell me I make too much. And so I just started giving her resources like go to AARP. They hire people who are retired and they help them bring, you know, folks in to help you in the area. They'll pay them. They volunteer for you, but they getting paid on the back end. And she like, I said, yeah, I know. We'll figure it out.
That's
but
right.
Just to hear her say, I haven't been able to have my husband hug me in this amount of time. He's paralyzed and he'll never be able to touch my skin again. See, that's harder than putting somebody in the casket and in the ground because you could try to go to the graveyard if you want to, but they ain't there. Right? But to see something that's dead but still alive, that's hard to live on.
Hold that thought. Let's go. We're going to Todd. Cleveland, Ohio. Mr. Todd, come on in. Good morning. You're here with Dr. Cynthia. We're talking about overcoming.
Hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
So here's one for you, Cynthia, because I just left this conversation less than 10 minutes ago. The husband and the wife have both been working at the same job for respectively 18 and 15 years. they carpool with their buddies to the job. The wife just got fired, not because of poor behavior, because they need to let some people go. And everybody else in the carpool is still working. Mm. And she's been there for 18 years. And now she's still in the carpool, but she's looking for a job. And she wasn't fired for bad behavior. That's kind of hard to deal with. I know these people were just talking with me about this. Mm-hmm. So I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you have to deal with people dealing with that. But having to look at those folks go to work every day and you go into the unemployment office, that's got to be immensely difficult.
Yes. You know, what's funny is that I think sometimes, and this just landed on me, that our mindset has to change, because sometimes when both the husband and the wife is going to do something to take care of the same house, it's something in the house going to lack. So God may have somebody staying home to get the house together, and then they'll employ him again. He ain't never not gave you what you needed. But what you do need to understand is the shift in our world seems devastating until you recognize why God made the shift.
Well, I have a question. My telling you that brings me to a question.
Sure.
Have you found your work-life experience that people aren't firmly prepared early on in life? Like when you got a work permit, when you first get that work permit at 14, or when you first start learning about life and death because somebody passed, that you either knew casually or knew close, that change is inevitable, and you have to be able to prepare your mind for the limited guarantees. Mm-hmm. Have you learned that in your work life by dealing with people to teach them to understand just that you have to be prepared for the lack of guarantees in life?
Yeah,
mentally. So, maybe not physically, but mentally.
Thank you, Todd. She's gonna answer that on the other side of the break. And then we're coming to you, Mr. Jihad. We'll be with you. You're tuned in to Real Life with LJ, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're here with Dr. Cynthia, Overcoming.
Was the best start of a day ever to hear my favorite warrior.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Come on. Come on. That's it. I know you're up now. You rolling, baby. You getting it. You getting it. Got the biscuits ready. Sausage. Turkey sausage. You know, impossible sausage. You got something. You got some eggs. Oh, you're rolling. In the old days, Dr. Cynthia had a little cigarette.
Yeah.
They getting ready with the cigarette, baby.
Yeah.
Or they going? Oh, yeah. On baby boy, that man be up there cooking. You want some grits, eggs? What's his name? Ben Ring. So I want some eggs.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to Real Life with LJ. Welcome to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're going to the call line. Mr. Jihad, come on in, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, lad, you need to cut it out.
You saw it. You saw it. You saw it. He said, you want some eggs?
Okay, let me respond to a couple of things, if I could. Just to suggest something for conversation. Uh-huh. And the concept of timetable, you know, I heard what Tyler Perry said and what some other people say. But I'm going to suggest that the timetable becomes an issue when it stops you from being productive.
Mm.
And when we take the loss to the extent that we back away from living, or we back away from communicating with people, mm-hmm. or we back away from the support systems that come forward, when we start to do that, then I say the measurement of timetable has to, you know, we have to we just can't let that just keep going on and on and on, because what people will do, in my opinion, will go deeper and deeper into a state of depression or whatever, you know. And the second thing was, and I listened to a comment from the doctor on that. The second thing was the idea of how do you say it? I think religion has a lot of concepts that need to be reexamined in our experience. And one of the concepts I think religion needs to be examined is the idea that God causes these things to happen, when it totally contradicts the concept of God giving man and woman free choice. And because of our choices, things happen.
Right.
And because of our choices, there are consequences. So I think, and we see this principle acting throughout nature. So I think to some degree we need to re-examine that, because I think it handicaps us sometimes in our experiences. And in this particular experience, I think it would handicap us. And then I'm speaking from self-experience, when I lost a 17-year-old son. And a young lady told me that it was God who took my son. And I know it was a bad situation and my bad decision on my son's part to get in the car with a drunk driver. And the drunk driver behaved irresponsibly and killed my son. You know what I mean? So I think we need to re-examine some of those thoughts that help us with this situation. And I do agree with Todd that maybe we need to teach more about the realities of life, because life is going to throw these balls at us right and left, right and left.
They come.
And I think the Christians have a good concept that say this too shall pass. But what it means is that if we address it, it'll pass. But if you hold on to it, it's going to beat you to death.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But that's my comment.
Thank you, Mr. Jaha. I appreciate it. Dr. Cynthia, what say you?
Yeah, so great points, Jaha. Very great points. Just to address, the timeline of events is an actual tool for individuals through therapy. You got to help me help you. So in order for me to help you, we got to start at conception. And you got to tell me what you know about you from the day you were born. The brain is set up to go to the womb with a mother, but the brain is only set up to do the things that it does. We as humans give ourselves way too much credit for the human brain that's given to every human for the lifespan of the human. So 75% of the entire brain is just used for walking, talking, and using the bathroom. Hence, you know, once you're taught those things, you're never taught again unless rehabilitation has to drop in and you have to be taught that again. But those are things that 75% of the brain holds on to. There's a mere 9 to 15% at the age of about 15 years old that only entails reading, writing, math, morals, values, all the yes sirs and please and thank yous and your 2 plus 2s and 4s and this, that, and the. That's only a mere 15%. So that at 15 years old, there's 5% of the human that can either take their life into a negative, which we mostly all do, or give yourself some room to remove some of the learned behavior that's part of the 15%, because that's all you can change, that gives you the opportunity to say, yeah, I don't want to be no alcohol like Uncle Robbie. I ain't trying to do that. I let me move that out. But the moral is that at 21, we drink liquor with our family. That's not normal, right? But we'll think it's cute and it's cool because we want to adhere that. But we don't ever know why people say 21 is a level, because we don't. At 21, doctors have said that you should know your body by now. And if you know you're allergic to it, we shouldn't drink it, right? Because these are things that kill you. Not things that we hold on to, but we look at it from a stern perspective, and now it's pleasurable. No, it's never good. Religion. So again, the timeline of event is very intricate part of therapy. In order to really know who you are when you're talking to your therapist, a good therapist is going to say, hey, let's go back to conception. And then you'll realize that you don't like your father, or your mother convinced you not to like your father, or vice versa. Because he didn't need his wife to know you exist. So your life was born in turmoil. And your life was created trauma from conception. Now you're trying to figure out your life, because what 8-year-old boy don't want to know? Who don't want to know their daddy? You in the stands. Don't be a ball player now. You in the sports, and you don't never see nobody in the stands for you. And the whole time, you see your homeboy daddy rooting for him. Trauma starts so early that I can't help until I figure out what you mad at these men in the world for. Why you got mama issues, right? Where these come from?
Come on.
Right. And now you know that. In order for us to do that, it's intricate. So we break the timeline down with pros and cons, and we just tackle them. As far as religion, I have clients that have all walks of life of religion. I don't get into religion and what they believe in. I talk about how God saved me. And hopefully they'll learn from my testimony that you can learn from any religion there is.
That's right.
Because I do this, I've had to speak at Muslim funerals. I've spoke at Catholic funerals. I've spoke at all different walks of life. My God is just with me to teach people how I've overcame my traumas and expect them to learn from my testimony on how they overcome theirs. I ain't here to talk about who they believe in.
Right.
That's not my thing.
Now, grief doesn't have a religion.
That's right. That's not my thing.
Don't have age or socioeconomics.
No. As far as God being a part of people leaving, yeah, I'm going to have to wait to get to heaven for him to tell me different, because I do believe it's part of the plan of the life. I believe before the grandmother has the parent of the child who did die, God tells me that. My grandmother died at 50. And my son died. So mind you, here we got my grandfather on my mother's side who's already passed. My grandmother on my mother's side who's already passed. My grandmother dying a few years before my son. My father dying a few years before my son. My grandmother and my father died 2 months apart. Right? My son dies a couple years later. They came and got my baby. They ain't gonna tell me different. They came and got him. When I had to pull the plug, my kid's grandmother was in there, and I remember them saying, "You gonna stay in here?" And I said, "Nah, he been gone." And they said, "Well, how do you know that?" Like, she about to pull the plug. I said, "Well, you know, when I was a young girl, I saw this guy get killed in front of me. And I didn't know that when the body dies, all the fluids run out the body, because I had never saw nobody get killed before. But I was staying with her at the time. And my friend got shot with him. So I'm walking. We running at this party. And I got my friend. I hear him call my name. Jeff Johnson. Really good friend of mine. Anybody in Atlanta know he run the Green Bay Packer crew. Jeff was laying on the ground and he called my name. Cindy. And I seen him. I couldn't leave him. And next to Jeff was our other high school friend. When he got shot, I saw this young man take his last breath and all his bowels, urine, snot, everything ran out. I saw that. So my son came in the hospital that Monday. That Wednesday, I saw the snot and stuff come out his nose, but he on a ventilator. Right? And I didn't even share this with people till I started writing a book and talking, because I was in the room and my aunt was in the room, my dad's sister. And I said, "Can I get some tissue?" The nurse was like, "Okay." So she go get the tissue. I said, "I need some more." And she said, "What are you wiping?" And I said, "His nose running." Nobody even said, "How is his nose running?" And he on a ventilator. Nobody asked me that. I'm wiping snot. I said, "I saw this before."
Wow.
Right? That's Wednesday. I'm going to pull the plug to the following Monday. So everybody like, "Why you sitting in the hallway? Why you sitting in the hallway?" I said, "Oh, it's only two people to a room." So every time somebody came, I was just in the hallway to greet the people. I never went in the room with them. I let them go by itself. I saw when he died.
Wow. We're coming on back, you all. You're here with Real Life with LJ. We got a first-time caller getting ready to come on in. News and Talk 1380 with Dr. Cynthia. I told you, this is what Thriving Thursday is about. She's going to help some people. She's going to help you overcome. She's going to show you how to do it. And we're going to show you how to connect with her as soon as we get back. Please come on back in. You're tuned in to Real Life with LJ.
1380 is the people station for a reason. Yes. You all are always on top of those issues.
What up? This is Ludacris. And right about now, you are listening to
This is Real Life with LJ
and Dr. T
on News and Talk 1380. W-A-O-K.
W-A-O-K. Let's stay from the left.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight.
Uh-oh, here we go.
It's beat that hoes too.
And I expect that might be the whole
oh, y'all. Y'all lovers. Come on, lovers. Come on in. Oh.
Right.
I see y'all there, Derek Mason.
When it's cold outside.
Shout out to her.
Who are you holding?
Oh, it's cold outside. Y'all got a hold. Come on, y'all. Come on. Just play one more turn. Come on. I got my DJ Chris. He got it, man. Look at him. He wasn't even born yet.
Right. He wasn't even born yet.
He was in the process of being made, though.
He know what it means. He done heard the words, though.
Wait until it's right. Oh, yeah. All right.
Just tell him about the thing that a girl.
There we go. All right. Welcome back.
You gotta let him hit the note. You can't turn it off right there.
Oh, come on now. That's all right. We got to come on now.
Wait until too late.
We had to have that part, didn't we? Oh, yeah, we had to have that.
You had to do that slow drag. You slow dragging, baby. You stepping, baby. You had a slow drag, boy. You get that slow drag going. You see my mom and dad.
You was hanging right there. I'm like, wait.
I want you to come back tomorrow, baby. I want you to come back tomorrow. Y'all get out here, start hugging and stuff. All these babies getting made.
Okay.
Man, just saying thank you. Got a quick shout out to Ronald and Doris and Lewis. Man, Pops Ronald, man, and the Lewis family, Diamond family, man, they so key to, so crucial, and they're really good people to me. They listen, they call on in. Y'all get ready. I'll be back over with Lou Walker. I do a little lecture over there with the African-American class. I'll be back over there on Wednesday. Man, you were talking about some seniors that know their Black history. We get in that room, man. We just go from A to Z.
Okay.
And I've been doing it for years and years, and now I'm get to go over there and do a little lecture in public policy. And we talk about what a T.I. is.
That's right.
But just special shout out to Ron and Doris Lewis and Diamond, who are doing great work at DCTV. Now we go to our first time caller, Letitia from Atlanta. Come on in, Letitia. Good morning. You're here with Dr. Cynthia with Real Life
with
LJ.
Good morning. How are you?
The best day of my life.
Good morning.
Good to hear you.
Hi. I was calling, and I hope it's in line with the grief. Believe me, I've experienced some very traumatic grief in my life. And right now, I'm not calling necessarily about me. Mm-hmm. I'm calling about my niece. Mm-hmm. She has, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying, but she has has a felony in life. And so the problem is with her, and I continue to feel her grief. Each time she works for a company or what have you, and then she has to answer the question on the background check, have you ever had a felony or whatever? And she's one of those people that works hard, provides for her children or what have you, but it just pains me each time. And I feel like James on Good Times, baby, I lost a job. And I just hurt each time that I feel her grief that she calls me and says, I lost another job. And I just keep telling her, you have to be honest with the question. And I'm just wondering how many people out there feel that way with regard to having a felony on your record. You've served your time, you've completed your parole, your probation or what have you, and yet you continue to have to start over every time, because that, to me, that starts that grief process over and over and over again.
Wow.
Well, to be few things. First is you have to be resilient and transparent and quit putting yourself back in the same prison that you got into with the first case. Like, just stop doing that. Be resilient, right? There's more things, resources, and things that people can get who have felons than people know right now in the world than ever in the time. I've been home from prison 25 years. So when I first got out, I had to go and tell people, like, hey, check this out. I got this. I got kids. Mm-hmm. Help me out. My PO said you can help me, whatever. I started out being resilient in the interview and took the mountain of no's until I got the yes. But when you do it in the beginning, then you don't have to worry about getting acclimated to being able to feed your family and then they cut you off. So that's the first point. The second point is everybody's given a gift. Every human created, God gave a gift inside of you that takes you to be the best person you can to do his work and purpose. If you good at frying chicken, sell a dinner. If you cold at doing hair, do the hair. If you know how to clean the house, clean the house. But you got to pull the purpose out of you after you became a felon, because I know right now I got a team of like 8 people. We all felons, but we're all entrepreneurs and we're all saving the world, and then nothing's stopping us. And we go to everything together and we let people know. We stop letting felonies fear us and tell us what we can't do, because we paved the lane to do what we want to do.
Amen. Wow. And now, and also in DeKalb, I banned the box about 13 years ago. Well, we don't even have it on the application. You're supposed to give a person a chance to go in the room to talk about what's going on. Let them get past that step, and then they get in the room. And Atlanta has a banned the box as well.
That's right.
Well, you don't have it on the application. And so we need more advocates out here to do that, because everybody deserves a second chance. And it's like Dr. Cynthia told you, it might be leading her to own her own business.
That's
open up your own. You know how many folks now got their own business? You don't have to go to work for somebody. Let's challenge ourselves to go out there and get your own, man, because after a few no's, boom, and you're talking to someone who's made a comeback. She bounced back.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't take no step back. And so you thank you for calling, Letitia, first time caller. Will you tell her to hang on in there, but just keep pushing?
That's right.
All right, thank you. Our next caller, can we get to him, Chris, before your break, or we need to hold off? All right, let's go to our break. You're tuning in to Real Life with LJ. We got Dr. Cynthia, and she's going to tell her all information on how to reach her, how to connect with her after we get back off this last break. So be ready. You tuned in to 1380 News and Talk, WAOK. LJ, 1380 News and Talk. Man, we got it today. We got Dr. Cynthia. Dr. Cynthia, tell us how people can reach you and your books as well.
Absolutely. So please go to my website, www.drcdubb.com. drcdubb.com. My books are on Amazon. After my daddy left, Overcoming Childhood Traumas, Concrete Soil, Overcoming Grief. Mm. They're both on Amazon. Oh. Concrete, just like concrete. Mm. Soil, because I feel like I grew up. The streets changed my life, but it made my life.
Come on.
That's what
made us. That's another book there.
Oh, no, for real. That Wasn't Your Lemonade is very profound. It's my journal. Mm. That on Christmas Day, you will be able to purchase that. But I think the biggest, you got to start with Concrete Soil first. And I am on Audible also. I am the voice in as well. I went to the studio and just recorded myself. I didn't want a voiceover. And so you hear me read the book to you on Audible. That's a great take because you can keep moving around and get them gems. So do Concrete Soil first. And after my daddy left, and then on Christmas Day, you guys, it'll probably be before Christmas because it's already in motion. But yeah, y'all got to get the books and do the work.
That's it. Do the work. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the phones right quick. Flavor King from Atlanta. Come on in, Flavor King. Good morning. Welcome to Real Life with LJ.
God bless Freedom Fighter Commissioner LJ.
Bless you, sir.
And Dr. Cynthia.
Yes, sir.
Sister, we've been here in grief conference on this station for 20 years. You're one of the best we ever heard. I got to admit that. And most of the grief counselors, they needed grief counselors that we done heard. You're on a whole nother level, sister. You're a freedom fighter. You freeing folks from grief. And, you know, and somebody should have helped that family over there before, you know, the murder-suicide last week or this week. Mm-hmm. I still ain't got to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, music got a lot to do with it also, y'all. Mm-hmm. Music is a major trigger, especially this time of the year. And Jihad, my brother, this is a fact of life. Don't nothing happen on this earth unless God make it happen or allow it to happen. Now, he didn't make your son perish. And Christians, when we say that, when we talk about it after the death, we say we believe once you close your eyes on this side, you're going to wake up in the arms of the Lord. That's how we feel. Mm-hmm. And this too shall pass. Woo, that's so powerful. Mm-hmm. That'll get you through. I'm just saying, you got to know it's going to get better. I don't care how bad it is, this too shall pass.
That's right.
But that go the other way, too. I don't care how good you're feeling right now. Mm-hmm. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And when we live by that, it's going to be harder to be caught off guard. I love y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Watch out for the music.
Thank you.
Because this stuff is spiritual and
the spiritual
side, all of that is on us. This, you know,
We're going now to Vince. Vince from North Atlanta. Welcome to Real Life with LJ and Cynthia and Dr. Cynthia. Come on in.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got a few minutes. Come on.
Oh,
Okay, yeah, I applaud what the doctor has done, but I want to also make sure that the young people are people here, that you don't have to make those type of choices that will put you in prison.
Absolutely.
And that prison, once you go there, it is a steep hill to climb when and if you get out. You can even get out and have a prison mentality, the impact of what has happened to you in prison. Mm-hmm. It is extremely important for young people to hear you do not have to make that choice. There's nothing to glorify after you go in prison and come out. Ain't nothing. That is not a weekend vacation.
Absolutely.
No vacation spot. You do not have to go to, you don't have to make those choices. That's important for that we communicate that.
Oh, yeah. So my team, it's interesting you say that, but my team and I right now, I'm partnering with NIL deals and making sure that the students who are getting their full rise to college and leaving early as 17, 18 year old seniors, but going off to college, I'm rocking with them for their first year. Right. And it's agencies that bring me in a contract with them so that they have hands on my voice on Zoom or on the phone when they're by themselves for the first time becoming adults at an age because they're great at football or great at basketball. And we always, everything we do is for the youth, because what any community, dope community leader knows, go back to where things started for you and you can walk through everything else with those walking that same age. So the youth is pertinent to be taken care of.
Wow. That's powerful. Man, this has been a great show. Dr. Cynthia, she did it. She got all her handles, all information. Y'all better get the book. Get the book. Resoil First. Lemonade gonna be out.
Yep.
You gotta get her, because this lady is on the cutting edge. She's been through it. She's lived it.
Mm-hmm.
This is not somebody just talking out of a textbook or some dissertation. She has life experience, you all. Dr. Yeah. T was strong. I want y'all to get ready for tomorrow. We got Fabulous Friday. We got the Black Nativity. They're coming in. We're going to talk to them about Black Nativity. Great play. You need to go see it. We also got scholarships. We're going to talk about how to get your kids scholarships. We leave over $100 million on the table. We got a guy who's come up with a grid that can help you identify scholarships that fit what you're trying to get your child to do. And, of course, we're going to talk about financial planning. You got to have a plan. You got to know how to invest. We're going to talk to a sister who's going to help us with that as well. So you all tune in to Fabulous Friday tomorrow with Real Life with LJ. Dr. Cynthia, give us a last word, inspiring word for the people. Thriving Thursday.
I want y'all to take this last year, the end of this year, and make sure you understand that it's important that those that have left, the things that you have left, I need you guys to get into a concept of journaling morning and night. I want you to set your alarm for 30 to 45 minutes early. Get up and listen to your dream. What did God tell you while you were asleep, while he kept you safe? I want you to make sure that we put ourselves into a position to understand how we're moving based on how we've already reached this day in our life. Mm. What have we been through, right? I need you to stop holding those grudges. Free yourself.
Mm.
The biggest thing I need everybody to do is to forgive.
Wow.
Forgiveness has to move your life, because what happens is the grudges you hold for so long because someone did something you didn't like, the majority of it's preset expectations.
Mm.
We set ourselves up for failure many times when we think people are supposed to do the things we need them to do without asking them if they can do it.
Come on now.
Put yourself in a position to forgive and move on. And again, I need y'all to go to that website. Let's get them. I'm the founder of Life Be Lifin'. That's my trademark. That's it, man. I need y'all to get them shirts, hoodies.
Life Be Lifin'.
Everywhere you go, let people know. When people put these on, we know they done been through something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I need you to know, if you've been through stuff, let the world know. And I want someone to ask you about the shirt you wear and then tell them your testimony.
Mm.
Let this be your last year hiding from your own pain.
Right.
And educate and empower people about what you've been through and free somebody from their own traumas.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.